Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It is hump day, halfway through the work week. Great to have you with me, and we're solving these. These are Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, Tuesday was a monumental day for football fans around the world. The NFL announcing they're adding a 17th regular season game starting this year. The preseason is now three games, and there's still a singular bye week. The added matchup features an AFC team hosting an NFC team with divisions playing each other based on last year's standing. So if you're wondering how this all is going to work in 2021, well, some of the key contests include Aaron Rodgers and the Pack traveling to KC to battle Patrick Mahomes. Or how about Dak Prescott and the Cowboys heading to New England? We're also going to see Tom Brady and the Super Bowl champion Bucks visiting Carson Wentz and the Colts, to cite just a few examples. This season kicks off Thursday, September 9th, with the regular season concluding Sunday, January 9th, 2022. Super Bowl 56 will be played on Sunday, February 13th, 2022. Plus, every team will play internationally once in an eight-year period starting in 2022, so plan accordingly. Furthermore, Commissioner Roger Goodell saying he believes when the season begins in September, every team will have full stadiums after the COVID-19 global pandemic forced many franchises to play without fans last season. All right, so in other news, back in 2019, we remember James Winston became the first quarterback in Bucs history to throw for 5,000 plus yards in a single season. But with the good Jameis, of course, is the bad Jameis. He had the dubious honor of being the first player in NFL history to throw 30 or more touches and 30 picks during his final year in Tampa. He spent last year in New Orleans learning from recently retired and future Hall of Fame signal caller Drew Brees. So will his time with the Saints change his up and down play? Well, Winston was a guest on the Huddle and Flow podcast with my guys, Steve Weish and Jim Trotter, and told them he isn't afraid of the dreaded game manager label.
In the course of being an NFL quarterback, there are a lot of plays where when you have talent, you say, I can do this, I can do that. But really learning how to manage the game, I never wanted to be deemed a game manager. You know what I'm saying? People always call me a gunslinger. You know, in high school, they even called me a dual threat quarterback. But I always view myself as a pocket passer and a guy that can stretch the ball down the field. But really, that game management is not a bad piece. That's something that I think just comes with being a professional quarterback, being able to not just only do the things that you can do, but being able to do the things that you should not do, like what not to do versus what can I do.
Hey, whatever works, right, Jameis? Elsewhere, two projected first-round quarterback prospects held their pro days Tuesday. Ohio State's Justin Fields showing off his rocket arm and his legs, clocking a 4.43 40, while Alabama's Mac Jones threw for reps from several teams, including the San Francisco 49ers, the new owners of the third overall pick after last week's blockbuster trade with the Finns. As the April 29th draft gets closer, don't forget to watch the Path to the Draft Pro Day special presented by Verizon today on NFL Network at 11 a.m. Eastern. The show features all the prospects from LSU, Florida, and Notre Dame, all trying to put on a show for NFL front office execs. And also, make sure to join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Download it today. I'm Will Salva, and thanks for listening. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.